Who are those girls?
It's JK
on Wednesday.
Allegedly. That's a good one.
Okay, I like that.
Come on. Let's keep going, girl. Okay.
No, I can't. Oh, it's no.
It's late, guys. Are you here for the party?
Oh, yeah. It's sleepover night.
Guys, Woo-hoo. It took us literally like 30 minutes to film our ads because we literally couldn't get it together. We were giggling. Oh, my God. It's going to be a disaster.
If you follow us on Patreon, that blooper will make it to the Patreon.
It probably will. It's a little embarrassing because we just seem like we can't read when we're doing ads.
It's too many people. Me. It's
yeah. God bless. I didn't want you to feel left out.
No, literally, Jesse had to take over that kickoff. Well, you guys will see later.
Oh, I said, girl, most of the enough talking. Just be quiet over there, would you?
It's the Lulu hour,
it's
guys.
Not just that. I need to fly to Miami, and I need to go to your room, and I need to help you set up the podcast so that reading off of is too small. So she tells me, like, zoom in more. I can't read. I'm like, I'm zoomed in like all the way. I can't zoom in anymore.
My laptop isn't like a 46 inch laptop.
Yeah, well, that's why we got to put a monitor. There's just so many technical things. I know.
Oh, do you read the ad read off of a monitor?
Absolutely, queen. My laptop is back here.
Must be a lot better.
Yeah, it is. It really is. We'll make that happen for you. Hello, guys. We are filming so late. We never film this late. I feel like the only other time
it's literally 10 p.m.
this late was like Christmas Eve episode. I feel like we did film that late too.
No, yeah, we never ever film like our, you know, computer monitor screen FaceTime calls like this ever at this time.
Yeah, but here we are. Ever. So we shall see what becomes of this. We also don't really have an episode for you. We don't.
Oh my God, Jesse, my notes are just full, jam-packed of stuff.
Well, you must have added a lot in the last like hour because we had nothing today.
First of all, excuse the way I look. Okay, guys, I have my period and today I have We're synced up. I have been in bed all day. We're filming this on a Sunday. I've been in bed all day watching Bridgerton.
Wow. It must be really fucking nice. You know what I get on my period? No breaks. Club. Literally, my kids are like, mommy. They've been more feral today somehow. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I know. That's why I say being a mom is like the hardest job in the whole world. Only superheroes can do it.
Yeah. I don't feel like a superhero. I just feel like shit.
You are.
I feel really bad.
But I was watching Bridgerton. I'm just going to get into it super fast and then we'll get on with the episode.
All right. I'm going to go to sleep. You let me know when you're done and then I'll wake up.
First of all, let me just say, okay, for everybody who told me that season one was better than season two, lies. Season two is so...
Have they left the ballroom yet?
They have. Oh, they have.
I don't believe you.
No, it's so good. If you are a Dramini girly like me, oh my God, like the Dramini essence is in the air in season two. And it's crazy because they do not kiss until the second to last episode. But there's so much passion.
Oh,
and
but you were waiting for it. You're like, kiss her right now.
Oh my God, you're just waiting. Every time they brush their cheeks, whatever, you're like...
Damn. So they took it real slow. Two seasons and they didn't kiss?
Oh, no. This is a new couple.
Oh, that's not as like cool.
It is. It is because in the first season, it's the sister. So it's Bridgerton, all the Bridgerton, like there's a bunch of siblings. Season one was about Daphne. Season two is about her brother.
The siblings
Anthony.
Are fucking each other?
No. No. I don't do incest.
Okay. Oh my God, that's right. You don't do incest. That's true.
No, like I hate it so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, right.
Like,
I forgot about your incest hate, which is very valid. And I do support that.
Yeah. But like season one was surrounding around Daphne. And then season two, it's like her brother falling in love with someone. But like he's such a whore in season one. Mm. And then you see him fall in love in season two. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing. And it's so passionate and beautiful. And I love it so much.
I don't
love
like when the whore falls in love. Like I feel like the whore should like get his heart shattered so he could see how he made all the women feel.
But he's a gentleman. He's a whore. But he's a gentleman.
Oh,
you have to understand.
I really don't. You have to understand. But yeah, I'm trying to.
You have to watch Bridgerton.
Okay. It's okay. I'm fine not understanding. I don't understand a lot of things in life.
Oh my God. I feel like you would like, well, I don't know if you would like it actually.
Bro, I'm telling you, that first episode, it gave me anxiety how boring it was. I was like, can somebody do something?
Oh my God, you're such a hater.
Get out of the ballroom. Boo. Tomatoes. That's how I felt.
Anyway, all that to say, like, that's why I look like this. I look very disheveled. And you know what? It is what it is.
Guys. I mean, this is the freaking chilling, you know, everybody just relax podcast, you know?
You look like a superstar.
No, I fucking
don't. Look at us next to each other.
First of all, I'm wearing my Eeyore shirt from Disney.
I love it.
Yeah, I wore it for a very specific reason. We'll get into that. But I had my makeup on from filming Do We Know Them. No, you know, double whammy today. Why not film for...
I love it.
6 hours of the day.
Did you film in your Eeyore shirt for Do We Know Them?
I didn't. No, it's actually annoying because I got a sweater from Nuuly, but it had some green in it. And there's so much shirts I can't wear because of the fucking green.
I know, that is unfortunate. I feel the same way. Yeah. Bro, I look crazy. Oh my God, we got a comment not too long ago. It was the episode where I was wearing a bunch of random colors and I was not matching. And someone was like, Kathleen, you're really triggering my OCD. Your pants don't match your shirt. And then your red nails are just like throwing me off. And girl. I'm like, oh girl, you came to the wrong place because I have never matched a day in my life.
I don't match ever. I find fashion to be so difficult. It actually it makes me so sad when I see somebody throw together like just the cutest little outfit like it's nothing. That's like actually a talent some people have. Yeah, it makes me sad for myself because I can't do that.
For us that we don't know anything about it, it is quite a talent.
Yeah, like I could do like jeans and like a cute top, which is literally like all I own. I don't own anything cute. And then when I try to go shopping for it, I feel like I'm like a poser. Like I'm like trying, I don't know, like what am I, a mannequin? I feel the same way. Trying to do all these like weird things, trying new trousers. What do I work at an office? Why am I wearing trousers?
No, I literally feel the same way. I feel the same way.
Yeah, so jeans and a shirt.
But you know what?
Anyway.
Here we are in our graphic tees today.
I'm always here in my graphic tees. I prefer to film in graphic tees. I feel like I have to sit. Oh my God. First of all, the Do We Know Them chair needs to be burned in a fucking ditch. Lily and I are, yeah, you heard it here first on JK Podcast. We're planning on Xing those chairs. I feel like I'm sitting on bare metal. They're so fucking uncomfortable.
Damn.
I've worn them down with my bare ass over the, I don't know how many years at this point, 2 years. Now, listen, is our clam chair a little hideous and the fact that it spins really fuck with the shot? Because sometimes you'll be turned like this and then sometimes you're like this and I'm like, it's just, I don't know how to proportion
you know? I'm fidgety and you give me a swivel chair, yeah. You give me something.
I didn't know there were swivel chairs when we bought them, in my defense. But yeah, you know, I don't know why I was saying any of that. Anyway, what's going on?
Anyway. Hi, guys. Hello. Okay, welcome to episode 39 or 40, something like that.
We always get it fucking wrong. What is... No, we it's do. 39. It's actually 39 for sure.
It's actually 39. Happy 39th episode.
100%.
Let's get into ¿Qué dice mi gente? I actually have a couple ¿Qué dice mi gentes? Because... We didn't do it last episode.
Why did we not do it? We literally just like forgot.
We just got right into Disney. Damn,
we got sidetracked on another level. Are you going to bring up any about Eeyore? Because I want prior knowledge.
Oh, girl, we have a whole segment about Eeyore.
A girl cannot make a mistake on this podcast. She'll never live it down, I fear.
No, my favorite thing is that... If you are a watcher of Do We Know Them, the whole like burro thing is so fucking funny.
I got so mad. I'm so dead. One of the comments says, so burrito isn't a name for a human. It isn't really a name for an animal either, unless you're talking about a tiny burro. What?
I'm just picturing a cute little tiny donkey named Burrito.
Is a burro a donkey?
Yeah.
Oh my God. How do you just know things like that? That's crazy.
I'm a big animal fan.
Is that a dog? I mean, oh my God. Is that a donkey?
A burro?
Yeah. Is it?
It is.
Okay, love that. Correct. Love that.
Someone tagged us in a TikTok recently calling out Jesse for not knowing what a burro was like last episode. And it turns out that burro, which I didn't know this, but burro is actually the Spanish word for donkey.
Yeah, but the thing is that if you say Spanish words in a very white way, they don't burro. Sound like them at all. It's burro. So like, you're not going to know that if I just
mean like perro.
Yeah, it's not going to work. I got so mad from that. I'm like, I mean, like, so what is funny. That common so knowledge? Funny.
It is actually common knowledge. But I do want to say, before we get into Que Dice Mi Gente, since we didn't do it last time, two things that stuck out to me in the comments from the last episode, like from the one before that, not the Eeyore episode. Okay. Before that, I had no idea that the Grease cast was meant to be that age. Like, it was satire. It's like funny. Like, it's a satire.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
What?
Do you guys like, I don't know, like I feel like low-key, hold on, because I love you guys. I do, but you really piss me off sometimes. Sometimes I feel like they make shit up, that's number one, but sometimes they don't make shit up. Sure, fine, whatever. They're very smart, all of you guys. You know everything.
To be fair,
I didn't look into this,
yeah. But you know, it seems
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna verify this. Hold on.
You know, like Not Another Teen Movie is like supposed to be like a satire funny movie.
Yes. What is Grease a satire of?
I think Grease is supposed to be, like, in that era, they're, like, making fun of high school movies. What does it say? What does it say?
This is curious. It says, Grease is widely considered a satirical, or more accurately, a pastiche. What the fuck is pastiche? Yeah, I bet you guys knew what pastiche means too, huh? Yeah, you guys know fucking everything. Yeah, everybody's like, Jesse, really? Pastiche? we all fucking know what pastiche means. I'm like, you guys are all fucking lying.
That sounds like a dessert.
No, literally. A pastiche satirical parody of 1950s teenage life, American culture, and Hollywood nostalgia. While it is often remembered as a straightforward feel-good musical, that's how I remembered it, the original stage production was significantly darker and designed to mock the sanitized version of the 50s. Where there does it say that old people playing it would be funny? Because I don't get it. That doesn't make any sense. Like, I feel like even if it's trying to mock it, they could have casted teenagers to mock the life.
But that's the whole point. Come on.
Yeah, they said, you know what would make this really funny? No, yeah, now you're on their side, of course, because you know they're going to come for me. I'm not scared of you people anymore. I've survived worse.
No, but like, it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it does.
They're like, it makes sense.
No, I literally think they casted them because they thought those people would slay as high school students, and they did it. Well, they did. They did at the time.
That's how I've always thought.
Yeah.
That's how
it's okay to still think that. We can hold on to our opinions, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, but you're an opinion shifter. Like, every time I've ever told you something, then you're like, no. And then I tell you, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, you just, like, shift your opinions.
Oh, I mean, if you give me the fact, of course I'm going to shift my opinion.
Yeah, but I pull my facts on my ass. You know that.
But I have to put on my, like, well, then what am I have to have faith in something.
Damn. That's so true. This show has made me, like, genuinely feel like a fucking idiot. Like, genuinely, like, I like to think, you know, sometimes on Do We Know Them, I bring out big words. I form an opinion about something.
Wow. Jesse just told me this is the fucking stupid podcast. This is where you're stupid because your co-host is stupid here. And over there on Do We Know Them, your co-host is smart.
And I just think genuinely, God bless you. You and I are, like, dumb and dumber. Like, we actually are.
No.
We are dumb.
We're smart and dumbest.
Only because I could spell. That's really all I've got going for me. Apparently, I know nothing else. Everything I say, people are like, oh, at this part where Jesse said this, what a fucking idiot. I'm like, oh my God.
You are an excellent speller.
No, bro. I haven't exercised my brain in too long. I feel like it's been dormant.
Oh, come on.
It's been dormant. All I do is edit, go to Do We Know Them, talk about dumb TikTok drama, edit. I'm like, my brain's got like a carpal tunnel in it.
Well, then what the fuck does my brain have?
Oh, bitch. I don't even know if I want a scan of your brain. You can't remember anything. You retain zero information. I'm actually scared for you because I feel like, oh my God, I don't want to sound mean, but I do feel like you're at like kind of a disadvantage. Like, people can take advantage of you and say like, oh, Kathleen, you told me that. Or like, you agreed to lend me $1,000. You'll be like,
I feel like it happens to me all the time.
If I told you I'll lend you $1,000, then I'll do it. Like, I feel like people could take advantage of you.
I feel like it happens to me all the time. Someone will be like, I told you that. And I'm like, you never told me that. And they're like, I did. And I'm like, I feel like you're using my memory loss against me. Because you probably did tell me that.
Yeah. But the good thing is that I also simultaneously, because this show doesn't take a lot of my brain power and I'm really just here having a jolly good time, I do have so much fun doing it. Like, sometimes after filming Do We Know Them, I'll be like, oh man, that took a lot of thinking, you know? Like, especially when we're reading like legal documents and I'm just like, inside it's just crickets in here, but I have to pretend.
Imagine,
it's crickets.
Dude, after us reading that ad read, imagine me reading a legal document, girl.
Oh, I can't, honey. I really can't. And that's why if you're ever served, you need to just get a lawyer immediately. Oh my God. Embarrassing admission. You know, I got sued, but then I was dropped from the lawsuit, like with Lily and Kitty and Becca. I never even read that. Like, I didn't read the whole thing.
Oh, I mean, did your lawyer read it?
You know, like how when you're like mentioned in something, like let's say somebody's mentioning you in a video, you just skip to that part kind of thing. Like, that's what I did with the lawsuit. I said, yada, yada, yada. And then I said, Jessica Vasquez, that's my name. What'd I say? Okay. Well, and then I went on.
Listen, as long as your lawyer read it, do you really have to read it?
And he says he did. I really can hope so, though. Come on. For the amount that he charges an hour, God bless.
So anyway, that was the one of the things I took from the episode from other comments. Like, people were saying like, ha ha ha, it's satire, you dumbasses.
Oh, that's another thing that you, because one person will say it and I'm on to you bitches. I really am onto them. I think that they copy each other. I think they copy each other. I think one person will be like, oh, like that's satirical. And then other people will comment. They'll be like, yeah. You know what I mean?
I feel like that's usually the case on social media in general, but not here.
I'm telling you, I think they're ganging up on us.
I don't think so. I think that the Grease.
Am I getting paranoid?
Think people. Yeah, I think so.
Is it late and I'm just kind of like, you know, just like looking over my shoulder right now? I don't know. I do feel a little jittery. I've also been holding this on my chest for a while now, you know?
Have you had hot chocolate today?
No. No, I should have been able to. No, I like for a second I thought, did I have hot chocolate today? I didn't. I did have White Claws today. It's Happy Easter.
We love that.
It's Easter. Do people drink on Easter?
Oh, yeah. We're filming this on Easter Sunday.
Speaking of which, Kathleen drank yesterday And you were confessing your love for me. That was so special, Kathleen.
I was. Oh
my God, I was. Kathleen sent me the sweetest text. She said she loved me. Did you mean it or were you just drunk?
I did mean it. Your response was, I'm not mean to you, bitch.
No, because like she had to include like, even though you're mean to me, I'm like, okay, well, you could have left that part out and just been like, I love you. Thank you very much. But no, she had to bring me down with
it. I did. I got a little saucy last night.
I'm never mean to you.
No, you're not actually mean to me, by the way.
No.
I would not be friends with anybody who's actually mean to me. No. I hope you know. You can I know sense that I'm like a pushover and I'm like, oh my God, you know, whatever. Like, I get it. But like, I'm not going to be, I'm 34.
Oh yeah.
Maybe in high school.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
But I'm not going to be friends with somebody who's mean to me, guys.
Exactly. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank today's sponsor, and that's Flamingo.
I don't know about you guys, but I am all about my self-care, from journaling to painting my nails. I'm all about it. But honestly, one thing that has always felt like a chore to me, you know what it is? It's shaving. Shaving, always.
Oh, heck yes, sister. And maybe it's because most women's razors are like cheap and flimsy. And honestly, a lot of razors do irritate my skin. I will get like redness or bumps from shaving. Flamingo was born though when the women who helped build Harry's, do you know the brand Harry's?
Yeah, shaving? I do actually.
They noticed that the other companies that were selling women's razors were just shrinking men's razors down and making them pink and then charging you more for it, which is criminal in my opinion.
Absolutely. And so Flamingo is amazing because you're not paying more just because it's a women's product, okay? The razor feels like really good in your hands. The handle is weighted, and their starter set is awesome because it has everything that you need, whether you're going in for like an everything shower or just like sprucing up your brows.
Yeah, because they have the Flamingo original razor, which has 5 sharp blades, and I do feel like the 5 blades makes a big difference. It has a 360 degree comfort system to help protect your skin from irritation. They have the facial dermaplane razor, and I have tried a lot of dermaplane razors. The Flamingo one is excellent. It's like a really good size and it's not dull at all. I feel like some dermaplane razors come a little dull and they start scratching up my skin.
They also have foaming shave gel, a shower holder. They got a lot of good stuff over there on Flamingo.
And I've been using their shave gel for over a year now. It's one of my favorites. And for a limited time, our listeners can get the Flamingo starter set for only $7 at shopflamingo.com/jkpod. Okay. And this set includes the original razor, the 1 5 blade cartridge, a 1 ounce foaming shave gel, and a shower holder.
So just head on over to shopflamingo.com/jkpod to claim this offer. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that the JK podcast sent you.
And thank you so much to Flamingo for being an amazing sponsor of the JK podcast. Like, I feel like too, you know how like friends will like make fun of each other? Like, we make fun of each other sometimes. Yeah. And you could just feel the vibe around it. Like, you could know if they're like meaning well, or like you could sometimes tell when people do not mean well. And you're like, okay, enough of this game. I don't like this game with you.
I had a friend in high school. I'm going to call her Penny.
Because her name was Jenny.
Her name started with a P. Her name started with a P. She was my friend in high school and she was very, very nice, but she would tell me things all the time in like, and to Janine too. Like, I would get to school and she'd be like, oh my God, like your hair looks cute, but like a little frizzy.
Oh,
like,
bitch.
She would give me like a compliment, or she'd be like, oh, I like your shirt, even though it's like a little wrinkled. I'm like, what?
Why couldn't you just say the first part? It's kind of like you saying, I love you, even when you're mean to me. It's like, why can't you just
No, that's different. That's me being drunk and be like, you're mean to me, but I love you. Like, I feel like Penny was like purposely like being like, I don't know, she would kind of like diss me every day, but like give me a compliment.
It's unfortunate because I have had friends like that even recently, and like I do feel like it stems from insecurity in themselves. Like, I don't even think it's that they want to bring you down. I feel like everything they look at has that kind of like half glass, half empty, you know?
Yes. And then they just accidentally give hater, and I would just be like, bro, it became too much that I was like, yeah, Janine, we're not gonna talk to this bitch anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people that give hater energy, which is unfortunate because like life is too short. Why are we hanging around people that we secretly don't wish good things for?
Exactly.
Listen,
if you don't like somebody, don't be their friend.
I don't know if you knew this. You could choose your friends. You don't have to be anybody's friend, actually.
Isn't that crazy?
It actually is crazy because there's so many people. There's like actually people who their entire friend group, they don't really like any of them.
Bro, don't get me started on that. I think that's crazy. I think that is crazy. If you secretly don't like your friends,
I'm like, my free time, yikes, spending it on people I don't like? Shoot me. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, actually.
Like, what?
Anyway, that was one thing I did take from that episode's comments. But the other thing was, thank you guys so much for giving me one more fucking thing, excuse my French, to be paranoid about.
Oh, okay? No.
Because when Jesse was telling me like, oh my God, no, I don't give nicknames in my phone book, in my phone, because that's like what serial killers or like kidnappers, they check that. And I was like, you literally made that up. And all of the comments were like, no, literally.
This is the
like
one time I will agree with you guys when you're on my side. When they're gang up on you on my behalf, that's fine. I agree with that. I do.
Yeah, so I'm like, great. No, but it so is a thank thing. You guys. Now I have to change every contact in my phone book. Thank you.
I'm not gonna lie, I did realize afterwards that I used to have my mom by her full name, and then somewhere along the line I changed it back to mom. Should I change it back? But then I'm like, but people don't have my passcode. Like, I just can't. I don't know.
Dude, like changing it from mom to Rosy, ew.
And then like if you put emojis, then they could just go looking for the ones who have the emojis. They'll know that they're like the special ones. But then also, I haven't even really flushed that idea. If you flush an idea or fleshed.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Dumb and dumber.
Public school.
I will say Miami thought public that school. Idea. Yeah, I will. I haven't really thought that idea through because it's like, first of all, they have to get through my passcode. Then, okay, let's say they get my mom's number. The fuck they're going to do with that? If they text her and say, mom, what's my social security? She's going to call me.
In other words, you're saying that you don't really believe that much.
I don't think it makes any sense. That. Yeah, I think it's kind of stupid. And also on the flip side, if you think about it, if you get in a car accident and a police officer has your phone or some shit, then it's like, they'll know who to call. Mama. You know what I mean?
People have, like, for example, Parker Way Travel 70. She has her mom under ICE mom. You know, like the, like in case of emergency, ICE, like.
Oh my God, I thought that was like ice, like fucking.
Okay, let me say that sentence again.
Yeah, I literally.
It's jarring.
It's very jarring. I'm like, does she work for ICE? I never knew that about Stephanie. My God.
No, yeah, but it's in case of emergency. And people, like, they taught me that in high school too. Like, put ICE in front of all of your just important contacts.
Just a little contacts. Dicey nowadays. I would choose something else.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it these days, honestly.
Maybe like an SOS emoji or something like that.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, I don't know. But now I'm paranoid with my contacts. So thank you guys for that. Just wanted to say that.
You guys, I know as much as she says, Janine is the mentally ill one. You guys are two peas in a pod. Truly. You guys gotta watch what you say. Come on, poor Kathleen.
Oh my God. Also, Janine is literally Benji.
Really?
If Thursday rolls around and the episode hasn't come out.
No.
She's like, Kathleen, where's the episode? I'm like, no. Benji. I'm like, is no. Benji texting you on the side?
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. I just have to, listen, I know I've been bitching at you guys for the first 20 minutes, but I just truly have to say, I am always so pleasantly surprised with this podcast, with the audience, like the fun that we have back and forth, but like just genuinely to the people in our lives that do not have to watch our content and like genuinely don't really watch my other content and like never watched my YouTube videos necessarily either, but they really fucking enjoy the podcast. I feel like that's so special. My mom came to my house the other day. It was the day we uploaded and she was watching the podcast. I'm like, you're literally here with me, but she enjoys watching it. Like she likes it.
So oh my God, that's so sweet.
Isn't that very special? I feel like there's a lot of people in our life who actually really enjoy watching it. Like that's really special.
No, that is so special. And like honestly warms my heart. Like, yeah. No idea, guys.
Like, do I want to literally like kick Benji in the face when he like, well, he doesn't do it anymore because I bullied him into not, you know, bothering us.
Yeah.
But.
And now he's like messaged Janine to then come now harass me.
He's recruiting people. No, but like, it really is special at the end of the day that the people in our lives want to watch the podcast. Like, wow, like genuinely.
I know. Honestly, I love it.
It's so special.
I love it.
Truly.
It is.
Thank you, guys.
And another thank you to our first comment on Que Dice Mi Gente.
What is it?
So Toxica69 says...
Oh, boy. I don't want to know what she says.
Oh, no, nothing. Oh. Actually, just a compliment to me that I really want to point out.
So she's not Toxica at all? She's a very sweet
no,
girl.
She said, Kathleen looks so good in yellow. Thank you so much.
Why the fuck would you include that in Que Dice Mi Gente? You freak. Wow, your Leo rising really said hello. That's crazy.
I thought that was so funny. I just wanted to give a good old thank you to Toxica69. Kelly says, Jesse, can you link the fan because I'm going in July and I know I'm going to melt because last year we went in July too and I was melting.
Guys, I linked the fan.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I linked the fan like probably a day after we posted because we were getting so many comments about the fan. If you don't know, I was talking about being in Disney the last episode and basically I was talking about a little very compact fan that has this like chilling plate that it's like ice cold and you can like press against your skin. Just be careful with your hair. Does get caught in there, but it's very powerful. It holds a really long charge and it was just like a simple fan from Amazon. I've actually gotten like dupes of it because there's like different brands I have it, and that's my favorite one that I've gotten. And I did link it, but I will also link it down below if you're interested because I even had to use it today. I was filming with Lily and it just gets so fucking hot at the end of like episodes and stuff. And so I was having to like fan myself from below because in the summer I'm filming here by my attic. Like it's like a whole thing. I get really, really hot and it's
bro,
wonderful.
It's not even the it's summer in Georgia yet, bro. Are you good?
It is hot as fuck over here. It's like 80 something.
You would literally melt here.
I would. That's why I'm not there anymore.
Speaking of Disney, oh my God, I forgot to tell you guys, look how cute this bus driver gave me.
I don't think that's cute at all, actually, but that's a good segue into that story.
No, he was so nice. Like, he was actually telling jokes the whole time. Like, he gave me this, but then after, he was like, so, out of all the Disney princesses in Magic Kingdom, you know why Elsa is the only one that's not allowed to hold balloons? I'm like, oh my God, why? She's like, because she lets it go.
That's kind of funny.
Damn, it was a hoot.
I just know they don't pay him enough to do that, you know what I mean? That's so sweet that he just probably loves Disney and people. He might have been the same person who said, anybody want to play a game? And everyone said no.
He probably was.
Damn.
Well, anyway, sad. We thought that the bus was about to leave, so me and Joey went running to the bus, like running for our lives. Okay, when we get to the bus, not a soul on this bus. We're the first people to get on the bus. But when I get on the bus, the bus driver goes, I have a card for you. And he pulls this card out of his back pocket, and I'm gonna pull it up to the screen so you can see, but it says, safety tip number 19, another bus will come, no need to run.
Yeah, he basically said, you're really dumb, for real.
Honestly, I just took this as a life lesson, you know what I mean? Like, I kept it, and I was like, you know what? In life, another bus will come.
Oh my God, wait, you know stop. I mean? No, yes, I feel that. Wait, oh my God, I love that. And also, I've been seeing a lot of these, like, TikToks where people say, like, they compare it. They'll be doing something, and they'll be, like, doing it in a rush, or they'll be, like, tapping their leg while they're, like, getting breakfast ready, and they say, like, training my mind to not treat every situation as an emergency. And then it shows them, like, calming down and just like eating breakfast. Like, it doesn't matter if you're 5 minutes late, it actually might save your life. Burnt toast theory. Hello.
Burnt toast theory.
Okay. I find myself doing that with editing, or like when an episode is late, I'm like, oh my God. Like, and I'm like, it's gonna get up. Like,
it's gonna be okay.
Meanwhile, Benji and Janine are like doing like witch spells on me. I'm like, oh my God. But there's actually like so many situations in life where you can learn a lesson from that. Another bus will come, guys. Hello.
Yeah, like every time Janine texts me, like, hey, where's the episode? I'm just gonna send her a picture of this.
Oh my God. Yes, make a little sticker of it.
Okay, because in life, guys, listen, no need to stress, because another bus will come.
Dude, that's actually crazy, because episodes specifically, and I've always thought this with Do We Know Them and stuff too, where I'm like, I know that like you become a part of people's routine, they look to like expect you.
Yeah,
and like,
of course.
That's beautiful and wonderful and amazing, and we're so grateful, because that's what like builds your community and makes you feel wanted and makes them feel like, oh my God, like they actually care and all that stuff, and it's beautiful. But every episode is just another episode, you know what I mean? Minus the Pitbull one, that was legendary, but everything else is just like another episode.
Honestly,
that comes and goes.
We've had a couple legend. I would say our top two legendary episodes are
legendary.
Yeah. Cabin and Pitbull.
Yeah, but every episode, like, it just, it comes and goes, and we're gonna have more episodes in person, and we're gonna have more episodes not in person. We're just gonna be slaying along the way, and you know, we're just, another bus will come.
Because another bus will come.
Oh my God, beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
That was a beautiful safety tip number 19. Thank you, sir.
That's a really good perspective, because I would have cried if a man handed me that. I would have been like, wow, I'm a fucking idiot.
He was just like a sweet looking older man, you know what I mean? It wasn't giving sinister. Okay, and then the next part of Que Dice Mi Gente is just, it's a whole segment. So shall we get into it?
No. Oh my God. Yeah, we shall.
Let's talk about the Eeyore problem. Jessie was so concerned that you guys were going to talk shit about her family almost bullying a cast member to get Amelie to ride.
I was such ride a fool. Passage. They were too busy making
like,
fun of
no
me.
No one cares about your proud family. Everybody cares about the fact that you just called Eeyore a hippo.
I thought it was a silly, goofy, funny. If I would have known, I would have taken it out. If I would have known the level of bullying people would go to. Guys. Oh, but there's, okay, I agree. Obviously now, looking back, he's a donkey, sure, and the name is in Eeyore. I get it now. I do.
You know, I didn't put that together.
Me neither. Oh, people put everything together that I had never,
like,
thought twice.
They're like,
about
his name is literally Eeyore, but to me, like, the donkey noise is like hee-haw. His name isn't hee-haw.
That sounded kind of like you were saying Eeyore, to be honest. Like, I get it, like, you know what I mean. But there's a few things that you guys said to be like, Jessie, duh, that I disagree with. So we could get into that. But if you want to read any comments, you're more than welcome. Or are we just going?
Oh, we're just going to go into it, because all the comments were about Eeyore.
Perfect. Well, one of the ones that stood out to me was that somebody said the tail is literally pinned on because he's a donkey.
That's true.
I didn't know that. Yeah, it is pinned. I'm seeing it right now. It is pinned. But the other thing, besides the pinned tail, I actually was going to stand up for that, but then I looked down. I'm like, it is pinned. Oh my God. I thought it was not pinned sometimes, but it's always pinned. Okay, got it.
Always. Sometimes it falls off because it's not pinned.
Right. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Like, his tail.
I didn't really
sometimes.
Watch Winnie the Pooh like that.
Oh.
So that's also okay, in my defense.
That is.
Yeah.
That is.
Now, one thing that I will stand up for myself, and I will stand all 10 toes down on this, is that Eeyore, first of all, looks like a fucking, like, he doesn't look right as a donkey. Like, he does have some, like, fucked up donkey features.
Because he's un peluche. He's un peluche.
What is a peluche?
Like a stuffed animal.
Okay. That's where my next comment was going to be. People were like, Jessie, he's not fat. He's a doll. Like, they're all dolls. To which I say, that's not true. Well, no, he is a doll. Like, the donkey's a doll. Not clear in the storyline, because what about Christopher, the fucking human kid?
Well, he's not the doll. They are his dolls.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, that actually, that's kind of cool. I was going to say, if they're mixing and matching, you know, mediums here, like we're like going to like a doll and then the doll talks to the kid, but the kid is the one with the fucking dolls, obviously. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But listen, I can understand how you would be confused because his face isn't super donkey-like. It's got a little hippo face going.
It's definitely like, you know, got some hippopotamus features. I mean, that nose is giving straight hippo, but also why is like Tigger is like, he's not very stuffed. Like he's looking like Slender. No. You know, like you could have made a donkey just like, not so big. And why is he depressed? Like, what's wrong with that kid? Why did he make his fucking doggy depressed? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much that goes into...
So much to unpack here. Is the owl real?
There really is. Honestly, I don't remember.
Like, I think we're mixing and matching things. I don't think the storyline is as straightforward as people are painting it to be.
No, there is. It's been a while since I watched Winnie the Pooh that I can't... I'm the worst person to give you the right information.
Dumb and dumber.
I'm sure I'll...
I'm sure the Winnie the Pooh specialists are typing furiously as we speak.
Oh, yeah. They're gonna tell you all about that owl, baby.
I do love it. I have to say, like, you guys are very smart and you have a lot of knowledge. I do like it. I like it. Even if it's, yeah, like, you know, it. To my own detriment, it makes me look like a fucking idiot.
I love that we have a smart audience.
No, there's like literal like doctors and stuff. It's crazy.
No, like actually, wow.
Oh my God, do you think they watch us because it makes them feel like really smart?
Like extra smart, like geniuses?
They said like, yeah, wow, at least I'm not like that.
Maybe.
Or because it, you know, like some podcasts, like it requires thought watching it. Like this podcast, like you can literally just... Don't worry, girls. Just turn your brain off and watch the JK podcast. No,
we're
podcast.
Literally like background noise. Like we right are. Now, everybody watching, they're like, you know, driving or
they're washing
like
their dishes, doing their laundry.
Just background noise.
Yeah.
Like the show Entourage.
Yeah. Does that show suck or something? I've never seen it.
I've never seen it. I don't know. I just,
what? Okay. I'm just saying, not the like, Entourage, Stray.
I don't know. It's 11 p.m. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Oh, so you're one of those people that rounds up time. It's 10:30. I hate my fucking stepdad Joe was always like that. He's like, Jesse, it's 9 p.m. I'm like, it's 7:30. Like, it just like felt like he would just always round
that's
up time.
Extreme.
Okay, if it was 9 p.m. he would easily say it's 10 p.m. Like, if it was even 9:01, it's 10.
Oh no, that's crazy.
Yeah,
10:35, that's 11. You know what I mean? Okay, now we're going to start our fun game that I've crafted for us. We're gonna call it, is it a hippo or a donkey? And Jesse's gonna tell us if it is a hippo or a donkey.
You should call it, haha, look at Jesse, she's a fucking idiot. That's what you should call it. That's what, no, I know you want to call it.
These are very hard.
Is it actually hard? Did you zoom in? What's the vibes? Okay, let me see.
Oh, no.
Oh, because that would have been funny. You know what I mean? Like, if you zoom into one part of it and I'm like,
oh,
what is
actually,
that?
I'm gonna do that.
No.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna
wait,
do
that's
that.
Gonna make it too hard.
Photo number one.
This is so fucking stupid. That's obviously a hippopotamus. It's got like no fur. It's literally like moist from the fucking swamp that it lives in. If I said that was a fucking donkey.
Okay,
I'm not gonna lie, that actually caught me so off guard because it's so obviously a hippopotamus. Wow, easiest game ever.
This one is really hard.
Oh, it is hard? Okay. Why are you doing this? This is so stupid. It's just a fat donkey. It's so bad. Bro, his legs are so small.
That's so fucked up.
No, that shit's so fucked up. Why would you send this to me? Bro, he looks fucking pissed. But this is giving Eeyore.
No, bro.
Yes, bro. It's giving literally.
Eeyore is not this fat.
Spot the difference.
This.
Spot the difference right here. Like, literally spot the difference.
This donkey has a condition.
Eeyore?
This one.
No, bro. I know. Well, that's why it makes me sad when I see Eeyore. Because I'm just like, who did this to you? This is the easiest game I've ever played in my life. Bro, I'm not going to lie though. That first picture, although zoomed in, come on. Look at the fucking mouth. Like, I feel like the mouth is giving Eeyore. Like, the donkey mouth, if you look at even the overweight donkey, his face doesn't get overweight.
You know what? Yeah.
Like, I feel like this supports my case, like a big time.
Honestly, I get it.
Thank you so much for saying that. I just picture you gathering all these photos. Thinking this is just gonna be the best. I'm never gonna guess them. Bro, side note, do you know how like vicious hippopotamuses are?
Oh my God, they're like literally deadly.
Like, have you ever seen one eat a watermelon?
Yes,
crushes it like a fucking breath mint.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah,
they are scary.
Their big old stinky teeth will rip right through you, I fear. That's why I have no desire to ever go to like a African safari or something. Because I will, with my luck, I'll get eaten alive by a hippopotamus. What an end to my story. After I have this whole little debacle with Eeyore being a hippopotamus, they would put that in the news alongside me getting eaten by one.
No.
What? You're crazy. They would absolutely juxtapose it. They would say, Jesse smiles, jokes about hippopotamus.
What are the chances of you getting eaten by...
And then gets eaten by one. No, yeah. It's low, but even lower if I don't go to African safaris. Oh my...
This is hard. Imagine those chompers chomping down a watermelon, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, donkey teeth are fucking crazy to me. Like, it literally looks like those, like, fucking, the ones that go on your desk that go, you know what I mean? The ones I'm talking about. Like, it is giving dentures, honey. This is a hippopotamus. Wait, no. It's a donkey, I meant. I meant it was a donkey. It was a slip of the tongue. I will say, like, if we just, like, put both of those together, like, the noses are kind of giving... Like, they do have similar features. I do fear.
Okay, now we're going to go to the hardest level.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
Be careful now, because this one is animated, and okay. I know that you struggle.
You know what I was gonna say? I was gonna say, I think I see a trend here that whenever they try to animate the donkey nose mouth thing, it really gives a hippopotamus. Like, I'm not saying that he looks like a hippopotamus, but I am saying that the nose, like, I see where they're going with the nose. They did get the teeth right. Like, Eeyore, I don't think has any teeth. I don't think.
Wait, does he? I actually don't know what Eeyore's
teeth look like. I don't fucking know. Like, I feel like they just animated him, like, too crazy. They just made him too stuffed. And, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah, like, too much.
You gave hippopotamus. That is so funny, bro. Oh my God. This is the dumbest shit ever. Like, actually so fucking stupid. I really thought this was going to be, like, hard for me. But when I opened the first one, I was taken aback, I must say.
Okay, what about this one?
Oh my God. Oh. No, I mean, I know that's a fucking... No, I don't even think that's a hippopotamus. What is that?
An armadillo? An infant hippo.
What is that?
No, that's a baby hippo.
Oh, God bless. It looks fucking awful. An
armadillo,
awful.
Girl. They're going to come for you in the comments. No. A baby hippo and armadillo.
It's just their nose is so... Oh my God, they're so fucking ugly. I feel so bad. But they are actually...
Oh my God, no. Baby hippos are actually so cute.
Okay, well, then you chose literally the ugliest one.
I mean, this one's being like, you know, like...
This is a feisty one. And did it just come out the freaking vaginal canal? Why is it all white? Why is it got a bunch of fucking shit on it?
I don't know what's going on there. But those are the ones I have for you today.
I'm looking up baby hippos on my
You passed
now.
The test.
Oh my God, baby hippos are so cute, bro. You're criminal.
No, they're so cute. I just thought this one was
not
funny.
All of them. Jesus Christ. They're so wonderful.
I mean, I was trying to throw you off, you know? Like, this one looks like it has mayonnaise on it.
So true. In no world does it look like a donkey, though. I don't think I have an issue with telling hippopotamuses from donkeys on a standard day-by-day basis, I will say. I think normally, I'm
glad
I'm pretty
everybody
good.
Knows that.
Yeah.
So don't worry, guys.
Yeah, I think everybody was just floored, but really, it was just the plumpness and the nose. I think it just caught me off guard, and I'm sorry that I don't have really, like, keen attention to detail, and I didn't notice the fucking donkey tail was pinned. Okay?
Yeah. You know what? Fair.
Thank you so much.
Fair.
I redeem myself for another day.
Also, I need to redeem myself in my friendship category. I want to shout out to my friend. I want to shout out my friend Ceci, who was very, very offended that she was not in my
Oh no. Your character lineup?
My character lineup, whatever. She was like, I'm not a main character in your life. Ceci, I know you're watching this. You are such a main character in my life. I trust you more than I trust anybody in this world.
I'm not going to lie, Ceci. I'm pretty sure she thought you absolutely don't watch this podcast, because that's what I thought as well.
We were mainly talking about the people we've told like bigger stories about. Come on. And yeah, don't get me wrong. Ceci typically doesn't watch this podcast. Every time we talk about it, she's like, oh my God,
I
haven't
seen the last 7
episodes.
She just watched it the one time that you didn't mention her.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So I didn't mean to hurt her feelings. She is a Cancer.
Oh.
God bless her soul, and I love her dearly. So I just want to shout her out. Here's a beautiful photo of her. I love her so, so, so much. And she is the main character in my life. Thank you.
Beautiful. Love that. Oh, I did also see, not that we're still on Que Dice Mi Gente, but I did also see a lot of comments of people perplexed by the way that I handled Mount Everest. And I do understand where they're coming from.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm glad all you guys saw the gaslighting, all right? How all of a sudden Mount Everest was somehow my fault.
Kathleen, you have to understand, it's not gaslighting. It was my instinct to just start being mean to you.
Yeah.
You know what it is too, is like, I feel like our energies weirdly feed off of each other, where it's like when you start laughing, I don't know, like something in me, like I get like almost like I start like freaking out more. Like, I don't know. It's very, very, very strange.
Oh my God. No. Yeah. No, no. It's the almost like the opposite. Like the more you freak out, the more I laugh.
Oh, so, but which, what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
I really don't know. But like seeing her freak the fuck out on Mount Everest was truly the funniest thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah. I love how I'm like literally freaking out, and then it just cuts to you and you're like, I look so happy.
I thought it was so funny. You know, and Joey too, he's like turning around and everybody's like so excited. Yeah. And you're like losing your mind.
No, I really feel so bad when I watched that back. I mean, I did chuckle because I was like, wow, Jesse, like, wow, you're like mentally ill for sure. But I like definitely felt bad because no, I was like, so wow, funny. I literally think I'm the reason Amelie hated that ride. Like, actually, I do think so.
What gives you that idea? What makes you say that? Before we continue, we want to quickly thank our next sponsor, Kickoff.
Kickoff is the number one credit building app in the App Store, okay? And it is really, really cool and truly something that I could have used as 19-year-old Jesse, who worked in a bank and went a little crazy with credit cards, okay? I said, free money, sign me up. Turns out you do have to pay that off.
So Kickoff basically helps you quickly improve the key factors that determine your credit.
Yeah, the first factor being your new account immediately diversifies your credit mix. So if you don't know where to start or how to build credit, this is really, really going to help you. And the second factor is each on-time monthly Kickoff payment builds payment history, which is very important with credit. And then the third factor is because your monthly payments are so small, your credit utilization, which is the amount of credit that you're actually using, gets healthier very fast.
And they actually have three different packages. So they have Kickoff Basic, which is their most popular plan at $5 a month. Kickoff Premium, which is their most balanced plan at $20 a month. And then Kickoff Ultimate, which is their most powerful plan at $35 a month.
And users with credit under 600 grow an average of 86 points just by paying on time with Kickoff, which is amazing. And they don't have any hidden fees, okay? There's zero interest. Plus, their rent reporting feature helps you build credit with the rent that you already pay anyway. Every positive on-time rent payment gets reported to help boost your credit.
So you can start building credit with Kickoff today and get your first month for as little as $1. And that is 80% off the normal price when you go to getkickoff.com/JKPod today.
That's Kickoff without the C. So get KIKOFF.com/JKPod. Now you must sign up via getkickoff.com/JKPod to activate this offer. Offer applies to new Kickoff customers first month only, and that is subject to approval. Offer subject to change. Average first year credit score impact of plus 86 points between August 2024 and August 2025 for Kickoff credit account users who started with a score below 600, who paid on time, and who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during the period. Late payments may negatively impact your credit score. Individual results may vary. And thank you so much to Kickoff for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
You can see Nassim just holding on to her, being like, oh, it's okay, you know, whatever. Jesse's in the front seat like, are you okay? Are you okay?
Okay.
Are you okay?
He just freaks out in a different way, because after we got off the ride, he literally like in front of her and everything was like, she almost passed out. She's never going on a roller coaster again. I'm like, oh, I know. My God.
No, and then Jesse, like, he gets off the ride and he's like, no, she almost passed out. We are not doing that anymore. She's not riding Tower of Terror. She's not riding this. She's not riding anything. That's it. She's done whatever. And Jesse's like, you're being so crazy. You're being so dramatic. You're scaring her. Like, come on. And I'm like, after a show, que tu fumaste.
Yeah, I know. I know. I struggle with, you know, I have perspective issues, you know?
For sure.
Once my problem, you know, moment has passed, okay, sarah, sarah. You know what I mean? Like, now we focus on your problem. The thing is that I told Nassim, you could be scared and still do things. Like, we got to let her, you know, like, just, like, be brave in life. Like, if she wants to, obviously. Like, I'm not going to force her to do anything. But she really wanted to ride Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, she really still wanted to ride that. When I was on it, did it, like, confirm that she absolutely has no business being on it for at least another year? Yes. But if she wanted to be brave, like, you know, I gotta let her do that.
Of course.
By the way, oh, I'm pissed. You know what I found out? Uh-oh. Speaking of my family fighting the castmates, okay, yesterday we did our little Easter celebration and I saw my sister-in-law Janice, and you know what she told me? That Belle rode Flight of Passage.
Yeah, but you know what? Janice puts those platform shoes on on the kids.
I mean, what was she in, freaking high heels? Like, I don't get it.
She must have been.
I'm literally looking at a picture of them side by side.
You see, it does depend on the cast member.
Yeah, it does. And it's funny because the picture I'm looking at, obviously I'm not gonna show it because I don't want to show them, but the picture that I'm looking at, Amelie is like a centimeter shorter, and you know why? Because she's bending her fucking legs. She always wants to strike a pose. She always wants to put down her hip. But like literally, they're the same fucking height. How did she not write Flight of Passage? But then Janice agreed. She goes, you know what? It's because if a cast member doesn't want to do it, they're not going to do it. Like, it's literally just get them at the right time, right place, you know? Anyway, it's just this family. She deserved to go.
No, she really did deserve that. That was horrible.
Did you guys like Joey's diagram that he made with all those arrows that me and Kathleen, quite frankly, don't really know what they mean?
No, we were. I was telling Jesse, I'm like, wow, this is such a good picture. And she's like, I have no idea what these arrows mean. I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking at. But I just know that it's a great picture.
Come on, one's green, one's red. I mean, yeah, self-explanatory, am I right?
Yeah, exactly. All I know is that they're wrong.
And it definitely looked crooked. That's what I know. Joey was explaining. He's like, the machine, if you look at this arrow, it follows the machine. So technically, the straight line should go here. And I'm like, yeah, and that's period. You should email Disney, which exactly. He did. He emailed Disney.
He did. Oh my God, dude, he emailed Disney. I didn't think we were going to take it this far, but turns out we
are. He knew. He knew he was going to take it that far. He literally was like, taking the pictures with every intent on bringing that back around. Well, anyway, what else is in your notes? You got anything else?
Wait, there was something else that I wanted to talk about, but I didn't write it down and now I'm forgetting.
Oh, no. You're never going to get that back.
Oh, my God. How was Easter, by the way? What did you do? Like, did you do anything? Well, you just said you did something. What was it?
Yeah, we just went to my mom's house and then I'm confused because, like, we hid the eggs. But, like, are we the Easter Bunny? Like, what's the vibes? Like, I don't know. We hid it and we didn't want the kids to see us hiding it. But, like, I don't really know the story there.
Yeah, you're the Easter Bunny. You're, like, the Santa.
But it's, like, midday. Like, he just stops by your house midday. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh. Amelie actually asked me today. She goes, were you the one that put the eggs? And I said, yeah, it was. I just told her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's, like, the level of Santa. But, you know.
Because, like, we were really down low with it. Like, Joe was taking the kids on a tractor ride. And then we, like, hid when they were coming. Like, she just asked me. If my kids ask me anything, I'm like, yeah, it's true.
Here's the thing. It's like, you have to, like, hide while you're hiding them because you don't want them to see where you're hiding it.
Bitch, but, like, I feel like the eggs, nobody even hides. You just throw them on a lawn.
Yeah, but then you hide some of them, you know?
I did try to put a few in a bush. Yeah, I did.
Did you do any, like, golden eggs or silver eggs with, like, money in there? I used to throw Easter parties. Oh, you did go to one of my Easter parties.
I did. Oh, yeah. You're not that hardcore with Easter anymore, are you?
I don't have a house anymore.
Oh, is that, but you didn't do it at a house always. You would like
I go. I did. Oh, girl, you moved to Georgia. I
know the Easter one Easter party house. That I ever went to, which by the way, I still have that picture of Noah as a little Easter bunny.
Noah on the table.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because that was at Danny's dad's house. Oh, but then after that, like once we moved into my house, we were throwing Easter parties every year.
Damn, you only invited me to that one. So wouldn't know about those other parties.
You moved to Georgia.
No, I think I was in LA. Anyway. Doesn't matter.
Whatever, you move somewhere.
But yeah, you've always been hardcore about Easter. I honestly am really not. And like, I don't like really even
the only reason I'm hardcore about it is because I love to like, I'm like that tia that likes to like bring joy to other children.
Oh my God.
I'm sweet. Not gonna like, you know, take care of them and I might throw them on an escalator and rip the fingers off.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah, you will.
But they're gonna have a good time. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And that's so I love, I have 9 nieces and nephews. I have like so, you know, there's so many kids in my family that I loved like doing Easter parties because we would do like the sack races. Like I wouldn't just hide eggs. We were doing all the games.
You know what? I have to just say, as an adult that does not have kids, that is such a green flag as like a human being. Like that shows so much about your heart because I feel like so many people are children hating, like, you know, just like angry at the fact that children exist kind of thing. Like there's
oh no, I people love that children. Take it too far. Do I want one? No, I'm so scared to kill it by mistake. No, but
totally
I love children.
Valid. And like absolutely not everybody needs kids at all. I'm a very firm believer in that. I think actually most people probably right. don't need kids. But the fact that you like love kids and you like don't mind being around them, love that.
Oh my God, stop. I love children. They're so innocent. You know what I mean?
No, for sure. And also like the only other friend that I've ever met, which is actually pretty crazy, that has made me feel super comfortable being around them as a mom, even though they don't have kids, is Alex. You and Alex are the only two people who have ever been so kind to my children and like really, really sweet and didn't make me feel like I'm the boring friend because I have to be back and I have to put my kids to bed and I have, you know what I mean? Like you guys really like, I don't know, like exist
that is
with
so
me.
Sweet. I don't know if it's because most of my friends have kids. Like Emilia had Zoe over like 10 years ago. Stephanie has 2 kids. Emilia has 2 kids. Like all my friends have a lot of kids and my sister had kids young. Like so.
Bro, but you're like so good with it. Like it genuinely, it never makes me feel like, oh my God, like I'm just being like boring as a friend because I have to go be a mom. Like it's very, very special in life when you find people who could do that. Cause there's a lot of people when they don't have kids that they don't want you to like inconvenience them and their shit. You know what I mean? They're like,
that's
I
ridiculous.
Go
that's
do
psychotic.
Stuff. Exactly. That's or like they would choose to like, oh, like I do want to go on vacation, but like, oh, like, are we going to be able to do anything? Cause your kids are there. You know what I mean? That type of thing. So It's very sweet. Like, Kathleen's been pestering me for another Marco Island family trip. And I'm like, that's very sweet that you would want to be on the beach again with my family. Like, I just really love
and
that.
And also, Noah and Amelie loved Marco Island, didn't they?
Yeah, after the first day, Noah was so over the pool, God bless. But yeah, he did love it. Also, we were staying at not the best resort. I will say, we got to go stay at a better resort. Maybe he'll be more wild.
I know which one.
But anyway, I just want to say, like, wow, you guys are, like, really, really good friends. And I really appreciate that. It makes me feel like a human being again.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. Does that mean if I throw, like, whenever I have a house sometime in the future, if I throw an Easter party, will you come?
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Oh, my God, it'd be so fun.
Absolutely. What a fantabulous time. Well, anyway, guys, it's late. And I know that, like, this episode was, like, a lot of, like, rambles and you know, what are we even talking about? I don't know. But it's been a good time.
No, this episode, what was this episode? I don't know. It was the Delulu episode, but... Lights, camera, smiles?
Absolutely. Actually, these are like my favorite episodes, honestly. I really do like just rambling.
Honestly, I think this was a great episode.
Oh my God, yeah, it was so good. What are we talking about?
I think it was really good. Somebody had commented on our last episode, guys. Someone's like, oh, I hope that this...
Oh no.
Someone said, I hope this episode isn't just an entire recap of their Disney trip. And I responded, oopsie doopsie.
Have you ever clicked on one of our episodes before? Because, God, we talk about nothing for most of the time. And then if we have something to talk about, literally. Oh, we're going to talk about that for the whole time. Pretty much.
Yeah, guys, if we go somewhere, we got to tell you what happens. Come on.
A few moments later.
How do you feel about the leaked labs thing?
I think it looks kind of like shit. They also bother me.
That's a recap of the next Do We Know Them episode right there for you folks.
Every product I saw was like, oh, so like paper thin eyeshadow, perfect, just what I wanted.
I really want to just like bend my eyeshadow, yeah, and get my fingers dirty.
Yeah, I want Amelie like when she's playing with my makeup just to be able to go and it's over. That's perfect.
Okay, so my lights, camera, smiles, dude, I fell for this AI so bad.
No.
I swear. And it wasn't until he put the duck on top of the water that I realized it was AI.
Oh, well, at least you did realize, Queen. That's kind of growth if you think about it.
Okay, I am getting somewhere. I'm getting somewhere, guys.
My God, my fucking likes are so depressing. I'm liking things about grief and sorrow and sadness.
Damn.
Yeah. No, I actually I happy cry to so many things. Like, I feel like a lot of my For You page is me happy crying. Bro, like the little kids watching the spaceship that just went off.
I haven't seen that.
Oh my God, it's so freaking cute. Okay, fine, that'll be mine. It has music. I hope it's not copywritten. And then the comments literally tore me the fuck up. Someone posted their kid that was also looking at the rocket and said, maybe aww, they'll be on the same mission someday. It says, hi, Barbie. I'm told our girls will be going to space together one day. And it's just all these kids in their astronaut outfit watching the fucking thing.
Oh my God, that is so cute.
It's genuinely so beautiful because
that is so
that passion cute. Does start from a young age and the seed is planted. And what if they really do go to space and then they have those pictures? I can't handle it. I can't.
It's so crazy how you're just like born for that.
Oh yeah, like I was not born for space, God bless, I would die.
Oh, I mean, God, no.
Our hearts trying to blast off, that's crazy. They were shattered.
I can't think of anything worse than going to space, God bless.
No. Have you ever seen like the simulations and like their fucking skin is like blah, 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 blah.
Mission Space, I've never ridden
it. Oh no, but that ride is like very hardcore, and that's that they changed it.
Oh my God, I know, because it was like actually killing people and shit.
Yeah, Joe literally, I don't know if you know this, like him, when he was working at the radio station, he went to go open Mission Space at Disney. Like, he was like the MC for like the opening, and he wrote it, and he's like almost died. He fucking almost threw up. He said it was so bad. Oh my God, can you imagine the JK podcast going to open Mission Space, having to do like a brand deal for it, and we both come off like almost vomiting? Like, genuinely, that must have been a nightmare for him.
No.
what an unfortunate.
And he gets off like Mission Space.
Mission Space today is truly the best. Anyway, what's your light, camera, smiles?
I sent it to you, so I fully thought that this was real. I mean, they're not just getting so good.
Okay, that looks... No.
This part. Kathleen. It was the giggle.
Kathleen,
it was the way he giggled.
From the moment it lifted, like it lit up, that's it. It looks super fake. That water looks super
why?
Fake.
That looks real. No, the little giggle twist. I'm like, you're not fooling me, kid. No, no, you're not.
Kid, I know you're not real. No, but genuinely, like that water looks super fake to me. Like the way it's going like this, like doesn't look right.
Oh, maybe. But dude, I'm like actually concerned about this AI
thing. It's got 1.3 million likes. Do people believe this? Oh,
Yes, bro.
Wow. Can you believe? They literally do. That's crazy.
Like, bro, what are we going to do?
Somebody commented, knowing I can still sense AI is comforting for now.
No, actually, comforting for now.
Yeah, for now, because there's always something crazy out there.
Okay, I'm not to get too much into this topic, because every time I bring this up, Jesse cuts it out of the podcast.
But let me try one more time.
But like, bro, all the AI stuff with like Charlie Kirk and Erica Kirk. And like,
God damn it, Kathleen. Wow, you are a persistent little girl, aren't you?
I don't know. I just feel like something ain't right over there. Yeah. Something ain't right. I think Turning Point USA is tempering with some AI stuff.
Oh, they would absolutely allegedly do that, though. I mean, like, that's like, yeah, very on-brand. Like,
bro, I'm just scared. Like, one day we're going to wake up and just never know what's real or not. Girl, it's really tripping me out.
Oh, that's not one day, honey. That's today. That's already happened.
No, but like, it's going to get so bad, guys. Yeah. Lights, camera, fear for your lives.
I love a good empowering moment to wrap up this episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that's all we got. That's all we got for you.
That really is.
Yeah.
And this is so up on Wednesday. Are you proud of us?
Come oh my on. God, yeah. Especially because it's like a shorter episode. Like, oh my God, like Wednesday morning. Am I right? Actually, let me not say that. Why did I say that?
I don't know about
definitely
that.
Definitely Wednesday late evening, crazy. Actually. But anyway, guys, we appreciate you very much. And as always, we will see you next Wednesday.
Or we won't.
JK. Bye.
Bye.